You're listening to SBS News.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison has had to change his plans for the final sitting weeks of the parliamentary year. This week, Liberal MP Bridget Archer crossed the floor, backing a motion by independent MP Helen Haynes for a National Integrity Commission.
The motion seconded. The member for Bass.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I second the motion. I don't take this decision lightly. I take this decision very seriously, and it's a difficult decision to make. This is one of the most important things that we come to this place to do. I think we should suspend the standing orders and have this debate. The time has gone on long enough. Everyone in this House, I think without exception, thinks that we need a robust Federal Integrity Commission.
It was a decision that completely surprised her colleagues on the floor. The Prime Minister afterwards called a meeting with Bridget Archer, which he has described as supportive.
Very positive and very encouraging. Bridget and I are close colleagues, and we have a very good friendship. And I was pleased to be there with Senator Payne and Josh Frydenberg and to be there to support Bridget.
But Miss Archer has told The Guardian Australia she would have preferred not to have had the meeting while she was feeling emotional. She says it was a friendly but frank discussion, not just a pastoral care meeting. Scott Morrison disagrees.
Well, that's not how I'd describe it at all.
The Chinese. It
was a very warm and friendly and supportive meeting. Bridget is a close friend and colleague. And I wanted to ensure that she was being supported.
The opposition leader, Anthony Albanese, says most MPs wanted to discuss the bill.
A majority of the House of Representatives wanted a debate yesterday. This is a Prime Minister who doesn't support a National Integrity Commission, in spite of the clear commitment that was made prior to the last election.
At risk of another defeat in Parliament next week, there's now been a change of plan for the Coalition's Religious Discrimination Bill. It will now go to a joint committee, which includes both MPs and senators. Anthony Albanese says Labor is yet to form a position on the matter.
We'll examine the legislation, we'll await for the processes of the Senate inquiry.
The bill was originally meant to go to a Senate inquiry, but that would require a vote in the House of Representatives. And after this week, the Prime Minister isn't testing his luck. Shubha Krishnan, SBS News.